Imagine bleeding $12,000 a year right out of your profit margins.
Yeah, that hurts just thinking about it.
Right. And not because your product failed,
No.
not because your marketing missed the mark, but because some piece of software in your back office just keeps blindly hitting the refresh button on a dead credit card.
It happens way more often than you would think.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are treating this session as a direct working meeting right here at my pay advisor. I am stepping in as the senior payments advisor, so essentially your lead for this project.
And I am sitting right across the table. I am your co-host and lead analyst, bringing all the raw data and the network realities we have to face today.
We have a ton of ground to cover, and the math on payment processing is just not very forgiving this year.
Definitely not.
So let us define exactly who we are talking to today. You are a US merchant, and you are processing somewhere between $25,000 and $5 million in monthly card volume.
Which means you are probably running a subscription service, maybe a SaaS platform, or some form of automated recurring billing.
Exactly. And right now in 2026, we really need to anchor this conversation to your immediate economic reality. Margins are tight. Every single fraction of a percent
It
matters.
really has. Just look at the latest data from the Nilson report. They track these costs globally, and they reported that the total credit and debit card fees paid by merchants hit $198 billion in 2025.
$198 billion.
Right. It's a staggering number. But what is truly concerning is that a very specific, growing chunk of that is coming from hidden penalties.
Penalties that most operations teams do not even realize they are triggering.
Exactly.
Which brings us to our core objective for this working session. We are going to dissect the 2026 card network retry rules, specifically the 15 attempt authorization cap.
We need to get into the weeds on
We
this.
do. We are going to show you exactly how automated billing systems, maybe even the one you are running right now, are quietly draining your profit margins.
And heavily damaging your reputation with the issuing banks.
Right. So let us start with the raw mechanics. What are the actual network rules right now?
Well, Visa and MasterCard handle their penalties a bit differently, but both have instituted very strict caps. Let us start with Visa.
Okay, let us hear it.
They enforce what they call the reattempt limit. You are allowed 15 authorization attempts on the exact same card.
Wait, 15 attempts total.
Total. Same card, same merchant, same currency, within a rolling 30-day window.
Okay.
The second you hit attempt number 16, Visa slaps you with a 10-cent misuse of authorization fee.
So every single attempt past 15 costs you another dime?
Every single one. It just keeps adding up.
Wow. Okay, so Visa hits your wallet immediately. Does MasterCard take that same direct route, or are they looking at different triggers?
MasterCard takes a slightly different approach. They have the successive authorization attempts program. They look at velocity instead of just a flat cap.
Velocity, what does that mean exactly in this context?
It means they flag a merchant if you submit more than 10 declined authorizations on the same card within a 24-hour period, or more than 20 within 30 days.
Oh,
And if
okay.
you cross those specific thresholds, you get placed into a monitoring program.
That sounds ominous.
It is. If you stay in that program for 3 consecutive months, you start seeing heavy per attempt fees. Your acquirer might even be forced to suspend your merchant ID entirely just to protect themselves.
Look, 10 cents a pop on Visa does not sound like a business killer on the
Oh,
surface,
shoot.
but we have to put this into historical context. For years, operators treated the card network rails like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, for sure. It was a free-for-all.
It felt totally free to just smash the retry button on a frozen payment. Your billing system sees a decline, it waits 12 hours, and it tries again.
Because it costs nothing to ask the bank a question, right?
Exactly. But that is just not true anymore. Every single time you hit retry, you are burning compute resources on the issuer side.
Right.
You are forcing their systems to run fraud screening cycles over and over.
That is the exact reason the networks finally clamped down. If you look at the Federal Reserve payment study, you can see the breaking point clearly.
What did they find?
They tracked a massive surge in system traffic. Between 2015 and 2022, card not present authorization volume more than tripled.
Tripled.
Yes, and the Federal Reserve specifically noted that a very meaningful slice of that massive growth was not newcomers.
So it was not people buying more software or more shoes.
No, it was just mechanical retries from subscription billers and software platforms, dumb servers blindly asking the same question over and over again.
So the networks built these caps to protect their own infrastructure.
Precisely.
But I want to go back to that 10-cent fee. I said it sounded small, and, you know, I know operators processing $2 million a month who would just shrug at a few dimes. Why should they actually care?
Because treating the 10-cent fee as the main problem is a huge mistake. Those dimes are just the warning light flashing on your dashboard.
Okay, so what is the real problem?
The true danger is the reputational tax. If your merchant ID gets flagged in network analytics as a chronic offender, you suffer a drop in issuer approval rates across the board.
Meaning the banks stop trusting you.
Yes. Issuers see your merchant ID coming. They see your history of spamming the network with bad requests, and their algorithms start declining your legitimate transactions just to be safe.
Wow. How bad of a drop are we talking about?
We typically see a drop of 2 to 4 percentage points below comparable merchants in the exact same industry.
A 4 percentage point drop in overall approvals is brutal.
It is devastating.
I mean, if you are doing $1 million a month, that is $40,000 of lost top-line revenue every single month, purely because your retry logic is sloppy.
Yeah, and that gap compounds massively over the course of a year.
So if pounding the retry button is actively hurting us, how do we actually recover those failed payments smartly?
Well, it starts with understanding decline code mechanics. You cannot treat every failure the same way. When you send an authorization request, the issuer sends back a 2-digit response code, and those codes split into 2 distinct categories. You have hard declines and you have soft declines.
Let us define hard declines first.
A hard decline is a final answer. Code 14 means it is an invalid card number. Code 54 means the card is expired.
So the bank is permanently saying no.
Exactly. The issuer is telling you permanently that this specific piece of plastic will never work. Retrying a hard decline is a complete waste of money.
And what about the soft declines?
Soft declines indicate temporary conditions, like Code 51 is insufficient funds. Code 05 is a general do not honor. Code 91 means the issuer system is temporarily inoperative.
Okay, so those are the ones that are actually eligible for a retry within those network caps?
Yes, because the condition might logically change. The customer might get paid on Friday, completely clearing the code 51 error.
Here's where I want to push back. Or, well, at least bring up an old operator trick.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Back in the day, clever operators would try to game the system. If Visa limits me to 15 attempts on the same card and the same amount, we used to just change the transaction amount by a single penny.
Yes, the penny trick.
Right. If the subscription is $39, we retry it at $39.01. Does that still trick the system into thinking it is a brand new transaction and reset the 15 attempt counter?
I see that theory pop up on operator forums all the time, but I have to shoot it down entirely. It does not work anymore.
Oh, really?
The networks got smart to that exact tactic.
Yeah.
They track these retries using what is essentially a 4-key composite.
What are the 4 keys?
They log the card token, your merchant ID, the timestamp, and the transaction amount. But here's the catch. They normalize those amounts within a tolerance window.
Tolerance window.
Yes. That tolerance is not published in a public manual, but our internal testing shows it extends to roughly 5% of the original transaction value.
So your penny trick fails.
Completely. The network sees right through it, bundles it with the original transaction, and it still counts against your 15 attempt limit.
So do not try to outsmart the network algorithms with a penny. You will just end up with the same penalty fees plus angry customers who notice the weird billing amounts.
Exactly. Now, beyond the transaction amounts, there's also a massive compliance trap regarding how we actually format these retry messages.
Yes, and this is where a lot of older billing platforms fail. Visa requires you to use an MITO4 code, and MasterCard requires MTF3705 for what they call merchant-initiated transactions.
Right.
You also have to include a stored credential transaction identifier. That is a unique string that links your new retry attempt all the way back to the very first time the customer consented to the billing.
I want to spend a minute here because people gloss over these acronyms. Why does that specific MIT tagging matter so much to the bank?
Well, think about it from the perspective of a bank's fraud filter. If you do not include those MIT indicators, the retry runs across the network looking exactly like a fresh customer-initiated transaction. The bank thinks the customer is sitting at a keyboard hitting the buy button right now.
Oh, I see.
If that transaction fails, and then your system tries again 12 hours later and then again the next day, it looks identical to a stolen card being tested by a malicious bot script.
Because fraudsters run scripts to test stolen numbers.
Exactly. And your billing system is acting exactly like one. That spikes your fraud profile and tanks your approval rates.
That makes perfect sense. If you do not tell the bank you are an automated machine running a scheduled retry, They assume you are a thief testing a stolen wallet.
100%. Okay, let us move from the network theory into the actual server room. We have identified 5 specific operational failures that operators make.
5 mistakes that actively burn merchant money every month.
Right. Let her hit them.
Mistake number 1 is the retry everything cadence. A platform sees a decline and just sets a blind rule to retry every 12 hours for a week. Yeah, they hit 14 attempts before any intelligent branching logic even kicks in. You are burning your entire allowance on a single brainless schedule.
Which sets up mistake number 2 perfectly. Retrying hard declines. I mean, I still see systems trying to charge expired cards for weeks.
Exactly. If you retry a code 14 invalid card 14 times, you have a 0% recovery rate.
Because the card literally does not exist.
Right. You are just begging the network to fine you. Now, mistake number 3 is operating without those MIT indicators we just discussed, looking like a fraudster.
And mistake number 4 is a severe lack of coordination between your customer-facing checkout page and your back-end dunning system.
Well, this one.
This one drives me crazy because I see it constantly. A customer gets an email saying their payment failed. They are proactive. They log in. They go to the self-service checkout page and they update their credit card.
And the new card pays successfully.
Right. But the billing system is completely disconnected from the checkout system. So the dunning cadence just keeps blindly hitting the old failed card on its scheduled loop in the background.
You are racking up penalty attempts on a closed issue.
It is a massive waste of your 15 attempt window. You are paying fines on a customer who already paid you.
It is so frustrating to see. And then we have the 5th mistake, which involves the third-party vendors you hire to fix these exact problems.
Ah, yes, the smart retry vendors.
You know, I like to compare some of these aggressive recovery vendors to bounty hunters.
That is a good way to put it.
You hire a vendor to go get your money, and they get paid a 1.5 to 2% commission on whatever they successfully recover. That pitch sounds great during a sales call. You only pay for success.
But think about their financial incentives.
Exactly. The vendor's going to retry that card 20 or 25 times if they have to, because they want to catch the target and get their commission check. They do not care how much noise they make on the network.
And who pays the penalty fines for breaching the 15 attempt limit?
You do. The merchant pays the fines, the vendor collects the recovery fee, and you get hit with the misuse of authorization charges on your monthly processing statement. We ran the concrete numbers on this using a real case study. We looked at a client called BetterDraft.
Right, the B2B SaaS company.
Yeah, selling design software. They process $1.2 million in monthly card volume.
Walk us through their specific math. Let us look at the actual spreadsheet.
BetterDraft had a 5.5% failure rate, which left them with 1,650 declined authorizations every single month.
Okay.
Out of those, 600 were hard declines. Things like expired cards or permanently closed accounts, but they were using an old vendor policy that retried every single failure 14 times.
So they were staying exactly one attempt under the 15 attempt Visa limit, thinking they were totally safe from the fines.
They thought they were safe, but let us do the math on those 600 hard declines. 600 dead cards times 14 attempts equals 8,400 completely wasted authorizations.
Ouch.
And because their dunning windows were sloppy and overlapped with other scheduled retries in their system, about 400 of their soft declines actually spilled over the 15 attempt cap by accident.
So what was the final damage?
Between the overlapping soft declines and the sheer volume of attempts, BetterDraft was paying $1,040 a month in hidden misuse of authorization fees.
That is $12,480 a year just bleeding out of their margin.
Yep.
Over $12,000 a year for a policy that recovered exactly $0 on those hard declines. That is painful to look at.
It really is.
So how do we actually fix this automated drain? If we are not supposed to just hit retry harder, what is the right tool?
This is the automated fix that needs to run alongside your intelligent retry logic. We are talking about account updaters.
Okay.
Specifically, Visa account updater, known as VAU, and MasterCard automatic billing updater, or ABU.
Right, the network level tools.
Yes. These services push card on file updates directly to enrolled merchants before the next bill cycle even begins.
So how does that work in practice?
If a customer gets a new card because their old one expired or was compromised by fraud, the network sends you the new card number and the new expiration date automatically in the background.
That sounds incredibly convenient. But let me ask a direct operator question.
Sure.
If I turn on Visa and MasterCard updaters tomorrow, does that mean I can just turn off my retry logic completely? Can I just fire my recovery vendor and let the networks handle all my failures?
No, you cannot turn your own logic off completely. The two systems have to work in concert.
Why is that?
According to data from the Nilson report, enrolling in an account updater reduces recurring billing failures by 25 to 40%.
Okay, that is a massive operational win right out of the gate.
It is. The updater handles the fraud and expiration reissues proactively. It literally catches the hard declines before they even happen. But an updater cannot fix an empty bank account.
Right.
It cannot magically fix a code 51 insufficient funds.
I see the distinction. The updater clears out the permanent failures. It handles the new plastic. That leaves your retry logic to focus exclusively on the temporary issues, the soft declines.
Exactly. And that is exactly how we resolved the Better Draft case study.
What did you do for them?
We changed their internal policy. They set a hard rule in their system to stop retrying hard declines entirely. Zero attempts on code 14 or code 54.
Smart.
They enrolled in both the Visa and MasterCard account updaters to handle those automatically. And for the remaining soft declines, they dropped their cadence way down to a maximum of 4 retries per failure.
4 retries instead of 14. What were the final results of that shift in strategy?
The results were dramatic. Their total network penalty fees dropped from $1,040 a month down to under $100 a month.
That is a huge savings.
And the recovery rate on soft declines held completely steady, because almost all successful recoveries happen in the first 3 or 4 attempts anyway. Pounding the network 14 times does not actually yield more cash.
Right, you're just making noise.
Exactly. Yeah. But the most important metric by far was their overall approval rate.
What happened there?
Because their merchant ID was no longer flagged as a nuisance by the network analytics, their baseline approval rate lifted by 1.2 percentage points.
That is the real victory right there. Lowering penalty fees is great housekeeping, but lifting your baseline approval rate by 1.2% across $1.2 million in volume is finding pure profit.
It really is.
That is the operator mindset we need to cultivate. We are not just avoiding fines, we are optimizing the top line.
For sure.
So we are at the end of the working session. Let us transition to the immediate action plan. What is the so what for the listener? What should a merchant do this week to stop the bleeding?
We have a straightforward 3-step playbook for you. Step 1 is diagnostics.
Okay.
Pull your last 3 processing statements from your acquirer. Do a simple text search for line items like MOE fee, misuse of authorization, or integrity program fee.
And what are we looking for?
If those line items total more than $200 a month, you do not have a third-party vendor problem. You have broken internal policy.
Right. Step 2 is billing the logic. You need to build a decline code reference table inside your billing system.
Do not rely on default vendor settings.
Hard code your system to stop retrying codes 04 and 14 immediately. Treat those hard clients as permanent stops. Send the customer an email or a text message to update their payment method, and do not hit the network rails again until they actually do.
Step 3 is setting your safety ceilings. Set a hard ceiling of 12 retry attempts per 30-day rolling window on any given card token.
The Visa limit is 15, so setting yours at 12 leaves you a 3-attempt safety buffer.
Exactly. That buffer accounts for weird race conditions, like a customer updating their card on your website at the exact moment a scheduled retry fires from your back end.
You also need to set a daily ceiling of 2 attempts, just to ensure you never accidentally trigger the MasterCard 24-hour velocity limits.
Yes, diagnostics, strict code mapping, and hard safety ceilings. That is how you protect the margin.
Before we wrap up, I want to ask you for one final concept. We have talked a lot about the technical mechanics of the network today, but what is a broader business takeaway the listeners should be thinking about as they review these numbers?
I want to leave you with a thought regarding soft decline code 51, insufficient funds. If you track your decline distribution and you notice that code 51 is climbing month over month, you have to realize that is not just a payment routing failure.
What is it then?
That is a direct economic indicator of your customer base. It means your customers are running tight on cash.
Wow.
Instead of buying more aggressive software to retry their empty bank accounts harder, the next evolution in your payment strategy might be entirely operational.
Like what?
Consider changing your billing day cadence to align directly with payday timing in your customer-specific geography.
That shifts the whole perspective.
Yeah.
It's not a software problem anymore. It is a timing problem. You are syncing your billing to their financial reality.
Exactly.
Stop fighting the network and start aligning with the customer's wallet. It brings us right back to our opening thought. The network rails are not an unlimited buffet anymore.
Not at all.
You cannot just load up your plate with endless retry attempts and expect the issuers to swallow the cost. They will charge you for the waste. And worse, they will block your legitimate customers if you abuse the system.
Treat your authorization attempts like limited resources. Branch your logic by the specific decline code, turn on your account updaters, and protect your merchant reputation at all costs.
Thank you for joining us for this working session. Take those 3 steps, pull those processing statements, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.